is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Of at least 372 murders that were committed by domestic extremists between 2007 and 2016, according to a study by the Anti-Defamation League, 74% were by right-wing extremists, 24% were Muslim extremists, and only 2% were from left-wing extremists. Justice Department's demand that DreamHost, a web host provider, turn over all data identifying all of the computers that visited its customers' websites, but they viewed and uploaded. DreamHost hosted a website, DisruptJ20.org, which served as a clearinghouse for activists seeking to mobilize resistance to Trump's inaugural. Crews removed Baltimore's four Confederate statues days after the deadly unrest in Charlottesville, instigated by white nationalists rallying to defend a downtown Confederate monument, and did so immediately to avoid confrontations. Connecticut was a top-ranked state last year in per capita income. In the U.S., women's median weekly full-time earnings were 81.9% of men's. For Hispanic women compared with white men, the figure was 57.2%, and for black women to white men, 62.5%. Tunisia's main burn hospital has seen an average of over 80 cases a year of self-immolation since 2011. The public protest is now the second most common form of suicide in the country. Supreme Court of Nepal ordered an end to chapati, a tradition that sequesters menstruating women from their families, in 2005, but it's practiced still in many of Nepal's isolated villages. According to the 2012 Congressional Research Service, there are 310 million guns now in the U.S. Before the 2016 election, USA Today tallied up all of the lawsuits that Donald Trump and his companies were involved in over the last 30 years, and the final count was 4,095. Corporate chieftains from his two business and manufacturing councils acted to scrap both councils and resign en masse, so Trump was forced to disband both of them in a huge corporate rebuff over his comments about Charlottesville. Lebanon has repealed a law that allowed rapists to escape punishment by marrying their victims. A bill to restrict bathroom access for transgender people died in a special session of the Texas legislature. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.